If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy replay podcast.
There was a pony spotted on the loose in Parc Jean-Drapeau. What was it doing there? A pink maned pony as well. You're right, Sam.
A rogue pony.
Yeah, when you said it was like a unicorn, it was practically a unicorn. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. 6 degrees right now, high of 17, and some showers on the way this morning. So did you guys see the photos going viral originally?
Yes.
Of the pony? What did you think when you saw it?
I don't know. Was it sent down from the heavens?
That's what you thought.
Because like I've never seen a pony with the pink mane before.
I think I just thought, I just assumed that somebody's like small horse got loose.
Yeah.
Like when I saw it.
Oh, yeah.
That's...
Has anyone seen my horse? It went on the loose.
Well, people have ponies.
What is another,
on the island of Montreal?
What is another explanation for the pony, though? You think that it came from heaven is more likely?
Yes.
I don't know.
The Cirque du Soleil show that went rogue? I don't know.
Oh, like, that's right. Yeah, there's Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, or it ran away from Cirque du Soleil. Right, okay, yeah. Maybe. I don't think they use animals.
Has anyone seen a pink pony?
The pony wanted a night out on the town.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, it turns out a lot of people were sharing this photo of the pony. It went viral. It did look very magical. Turns out it was a big hoax for a television show. They staged a media campaign that involved the pony.
Disappointment.
So, I know.
It was too good to be true.
I know. They said it was all a test. And just so you know, no animal was ever in danger. And the people were talking about it on Reddit and Facebook and sort of explained what was going on. It was for TVI, I think. Turns out they actually deleted their post. But now we know what happened. It was actually just for a TV show.
I feel like a lot of little kids are very disappointed because now they want a pony and they can't have one.
Yeah, but you know who's also disappointed? Parents, because they're going to have to tell their kids, no, you can't have a pony.
Did you want a pony when you were a child?
I had a pony when I was a kid.
Of course he
did.
Come
on.
Yep.
What do you mean you had a pony?
For a couple summers, my dad, it was like one of his bucket list things. He bought a pony. Well, rented one, actually.
Bucket list
thing. For a couple summers in the country, so we have pictures.
Andy,
it's not a jet ski.
And we rode it.
Andy, this is the beginning of you learning how spoiled Sam was as a child.
You had a pony?
This is just the beginning.
I had a magical childhood filled with ponies.
It's only the beginning.
We had a minivan.
It was part of the... See, they both get you from point A to point B.
I never really dreamed of ponies. I think like a lot of things that a lot of kids dreamed of when I was younger, I wasn't dreaming of. People were dreaming of their weddings and dreaming of having magical ponies. And I just wanted to be Beyonce. Like, or
a girl can dream,
or Oprah. Yeah, that was all I wanted. Anyway, good to know Sam has a pony. We just learned that.
It's more a novelty. If you're on the fence about buying one, don't. There's not much to do with it.
Did you give the pony a name?
Belle.
Belle?
Yes.
I was hoping it could be like Mrs. Clip-Clop or something like that.
Mrs. Clip-Clop.
I was six. Give me a break.
Of course you had a pony. That really does explain so much. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Want to see the pictures?
Yes, I do.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
Can you guess what the most popular Easter candy is? We're taking your texts at 92925. Someone texted Kisses, but Kisses aren't Easter candy, am I right?
Like all year candy, isn't it? Aren't they?
Yeah.
You see them all year long.
Easter edition, maybe?
Maybe. I don't remember getting those around Easter time.
Yeah, me neither.
Valentine's
they don't really scream
Day?
Easter either. A kiss, Easter.
But they don't scream anything now that I think. Valentine's Day. That's what it sort of comes to mind, right?
Yeah.
All right. What do you guys think is the most popular Easter candy, if you had to guess?
You know what it's got to be? It's got to be those little nameless little mini chocolate Easter eggs.
Yeah.
You don't know what brand they are.
That's
they just show up everywhere. They're wrapped in tin foil.
Okay.
Nobody knows where they come. Maybe they come from an actual bunny, but you see them everywhere.
Just the straight up eggs?
Yeah.
Not on the list. Not even in the top five.
Oh, come on.
Really?
Not in the top five. Sam, your guess?
Well, I was going to go for the mini eggs, but not the no-name ones. The ones that come in like the purple package that have different colors on them.
Mini eggs.
Mini eggs.
With the shell.
Also, not on the list.
What about Peeps? Remember Peeps?
Peeps is number five. Only 6% of people said that Peeps was their favorite. Peeps
are
the worst.
What the heck is a Peep?
It's 1% actual food.
They're marshmallow little bunnies. Our little chicks.
I can't.
They're so good.
They were number five. Only 6% of people liked them, but 73% of people who were surveyed said they don't like Peeps and they don't eat them.
No surprise.
All right. In at number four, people said chocolate bunnies are the best Easter candy.
Okay.
Just a classic chocolate bunny.
Like any old chocolate bunny. Okay.
In at number three, three and two are actually tied. Cadbury cream eggs. So you're kind of close with the Cadbury mini eggs, but it's the cream eggs and jelly beans. Jelly beans? Why?
Again.
Why would you pick jelly beans?
Producer Rob's got his hand up with pride. He's like so proud of himself.
Of all the candy you can have, you would choose jelly beans?
I don't know. Jelly bellies are kind of good.
Those are gourmet jelly beans.
Oh, well,
that's different. Do you guys ever see the chocolate eggs where you can cut the top off and spoon out the stuff inside?
Is that the Cadbury cream
egg?
No,
this is not Cadbury. No, the cream egg you just eat straight up. It doesn't come with a spoon. Oh, my gosh. You guys have never heard of these? I don't know what they're called. They come in like a little egg carton, like four of them. There's chocolate and vanilla. I'm salivating right now.
It's supposed to be an East Coast thing.
No, it's not an East Coast thing. You can cut the top off, break the top off, and then you spoon out the inside with your... Wow. I'm going to figure out what it is and get
some
so you can try.
Only 800 calories each, right?
I mean, none of this stuff is any good for you.
Yeah, what are you worried about health? Yeah.
Peeps are probably the most hypocaloric, I would say.
Oh, God.
In
at number one, so the most popular Easter candy is Reese's Peanut Butter Chocolate Eggs.
Since when?
Since now. Since this year.
They have those?
Mm-hmm. I thought they just released them recently.
Oh, you've never had one?
No.
Oh, yeah. No, they haven't released them. I had them growing up, too, swear. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's peanut butter and chocolate and eggs, and it's perfect.
My childhood sucked.
You had me at Reese's.
Are you guys going to be eating any Easter candy this weekend?
Oh, yeah. It's going to be all over the place. I'm going to be eating it like they just invented it.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Why not?
And are you going to buy some for yourself?
No, absolutely not.
No?
No, I'm going home to see my parents, so I know they'll have plenty. They'll be stocked up.
I'll be so full on real food, I don't think I will have any space in my belly for any sugary
chocolate.
I'm going to
have so many peeps in my mouth.
Ooh, peeps.
Oh, so good.
Marshmallow peeps.
Chubby bunny with the peeps.
Chubby bunny. That's a good game.
Montreal's most listened to morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
So there's this restaurant chain in the U.S., several locations across the U.S., called Tom's Drive-In. You ever been?
Never been. Haven't been.
They've banned teens from one of their locations. They said all middle school students are banned due to mistreatment of Tom's Drive-In property, the guests, the staff. You're no longer allowed inside of the building without parental supervision.
Wow.
And they said, for those of you who did not cause any of the incidents, basically, we're just sorry for the inconvenience, but you're still not allowed in the restaurant.
Still ain't coming in.
Yeah. So it begs a question, like, is that a reasonable thing to do, to ban an entire age range of people, like young adults ultimately, because they're teenagers?
You know, I don't know if it's going to last, because you're going to have a lot of families with young teenagers that aren't going to be able to come in now, so they're going to lose that business. So this is probably going to be a short-term thing.
No, they can bring in their teenagers
with parental supervision. Exactly. Yeah, that's right. Sorry. So you know what? Maybe this will last, but I think this is one of those, it's a classic, a few bad apples ruins it for everybody type thing. I mean, we've all been in restaurants where you've seen young teenagers acting out, and maybe you've been on a date or you've been out with your family or whatever. It's the worst. And I don't think it's the worst idea in the world. I think I applaud them for their bravery. I don't think it's going to last, like I said, but it happened to me when I was in grade 8. We were supposed to have a grade 8 class trip to Quebec City. It was a tradition that our school always did, and we had a few jerks in our class, and they were so bad, in fact, that the school decided to cancel the trip altogether because a few people just ruined it for the rest of us.
Sucks. Yeah, I kind of agree with you. You know, it's your establishment. You can set the rules. If you don't want teens because of XYZ reason, then it's your prerogative to say, you know what, you're not welcome anymore. It's too much responsibility for them to have to look after these teens, and there's a reason why they did it. So I back it. I mean, if there are repercussions, they have to sort of accept them, but your establishment, your rules.
In 2015, there was a McDonald's in Pennsylvania that did the same thing. They banned young teens from entering the McDonald's without an adult. But I'm having a really hard time wrapping my head around how this is any different than banning somebody because of their sexuality or their skin color. Like, how is it different, really?
Because
you're seeing a few people causing issues and deciding that everybody like them is now a threat and kicking them out of your establishment. I don't see the difference.
Well, think of a bar. It's the same reason why a bar doesn't let in kids, even though you don't have to drink alcohol when you're in a bar.
But
that's the same reason why they don't want to have underage people.
Those are because of liquor licenses, and it's actually to protect the children from being around places where people are consuming a lot of alcohol.
Liquor license aside, it's not the right establishment or the right venue for kids that are under
18. Exactly, to protect the children. But this isn't to protect the kids. This is to protect the establishment, right?
Well, I think, you know, in the case of, you know, banning somebody, how this is different from banning somebody because of the color of their skin or their sexual preference, the difference is that's not what this is banning a group of teenagers, and they, like Sam said, they could suffer the repercussions.
But it is taking a group of people, having a few of them act out, and deciding everybody is bad because of it. That's really what it is. It's the same thing.
And like Sam said, they could suffer repercussions, but they've gone ahead and they've done it. I guess they've probably had a lot of complaints from a lot of their regular customers, and they've probably said, listen, we're going to keep coming back here because these teens are so terrible. And so this establishment has probably realized, you know what, we're going to lose a lot of business if we don't do something drastic.
Yeah, I'd feel really bad if I was a teenager, you know? Like, kids are working, they're paying taxes there,
too. Few bad apples.
They're trying to go live their life, and they're not allowed to stop over for a burger.
At the end of the day, the restaurant doesn't want to be held responsible for any, you know, for any suspicious activity or whatever's going on. They just don't want to be held responsible. So it's I think it's more of like a precautionary thing that they're doing to...
Okay,
avoid.
What do you think? Do you think what this restaurant is doing is fair, or do you think it's absolutely ridiculous? And is it discrimination? You can text us at 92925. This text says it is discrimination. It's based on age, but it's still discrimination. You can discriminate for many different things.
Someone texted in that there's a store in Pierrefonds that had to ban students, and this is after they tried everything to get them to stop fooling around and stop stealing. I mean, when businesses have to turn business away and say no to money, it's for a reason. I don't think that they want to do this, but if you see a pattern and you have to put your foot down, I don't think that this was like a predetermined thing.
I think that's what this restaurant is doing. They're looking out for the greater good of their business, and they've probably got a lot of complaints from regular customers,
right,
people that bring in money constantly, and they don't want to lose that business.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what do you think, the Beat 92.5, Laura, what do you think?
Well, all I know is the best day of my life happened when the VIP cinema opened up 18 plus. Because I, with him going to cinemas with teenagers behind me kicking, and when they're in a group and there's no adult supervision, they can be little jerks.
Oh yeah, it gets crazy. It's like Thunderdome.
It can get really bad, and so I think in a restaurant, as long as there's an adult among the teens, I think that would be okay. But if it's a group of only teens, I have no problem for them saying nope.
Really?
You need to have an adult, because as a group, they can be jerks.
But so can adults as a group.
Oh, yes, of course. It can be worse with teenagers.
I kind of think it has to be dealt with like on a case-by-case basis, you know, just like you would call the cops if there was an adult acting up. Why don't they just call the cops when a teen is doing the same thing?
They could, but then it takes time. The repercussions are felt a little bit more seriously, I think, with adults, but there's this sense of belligerence and entitlement with teenagers.
Yeah,
that they just really don't care. It's like, yeah, cool, call the cops. I'm not 18. What are you going to do?
Really? I would have been terrified as a child. Like, would have peed my pants.
Yeah. I think it's the right to every restaurant, and if it doesn't work out, well, then they'll suffer the consequences, but... In terms of the cinema thing, I love the VIP 18.
Goes back to the cinema. She really likes it.
Great.
Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for calling.
Bye.
This one says, get over it, Nikki. Actions have consequences, and young people today disregard that all the time. But that's so unfair to say. You can't. There are young people doing such amazing things in this world.
Yeah, but it's statistics. Someone pointed out on our text line, look at insurance companies. You know, why do people between 20 and 25 pay more for car insurance?
Oh.
Because statistics show that you're more likely to be an aggressive driver to speed to get tickets, etc.
No, it's because of the male drivers. That's why.
That's even more expensive.
And is that discrimination? Probably.
I think so.
Exactly.
I was a very good driver.
Exactly.
I've never had a ticket in my life.
Sure. Jessica, what do you think?
I agree with what you said. I really don't think that it's appropriate to ban the whole age group. I think if there's people causing trouble, they should just kick them out on the spot. Kind of sucks for the kids who simply want to go in and just have a meal with their friends.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I really don't agree with it.
Are you a teacher? Did you mention in your text?
I am a teacher, but I didn't mention it in my text.
Oh, okay. It might have been an old text then. But do you see this kind of behavior being like a huge issue among teens? Like, I was trying to think of the last time I was in a restaurant and saw a group of teens acting ridiculous, and I can't recall.
You know what? Neither can I, actually. I think it depends the time of day, too. Like, if it's later in the day, I guess it's more likely to be like some kind of misbehavior. But if it's in the afternoon after school, before they go home, like, it's kind of rare. They just want to hang out with their friends.
Maybe I'm just going to the wrong places, too. I need to go to a McDonald's or something.
maybe.
All right, thanks for weighing in, and Jessica, have a great day.
You too, bye.
This text says, I love how older people always complain against younger people as if they weren't the ones who raised them. I think it's really not fair to put everyone in the same basket.
True. Raise your kids better, and you won't have that problem.
People have had bad experiences at McDonald's. Here's a text. I get it. Well, being at McDonald's in the play area with my four-year-old, teens ate my nuggets out of my tray when I got my son off the slide.
They
out
ate
of the
your
tray.
Nuggets?
How do you sleep at night?
They ate your nuggets?
Did they dunk in the sweet and sour sauce, too? Because that is just the worst.
Well, look, anyone could have done that. It didn't need to be a teen, right? Anyone could have stolen a nugget. Exactly, and you're an adult. All right, thank you so much
nuggets.
For your text. Luckily, this isn't an issue here in Montreal. Maybe the teens are better behaved here.
I guess so.
I was well-behaved as a teen, too. I was.
That's you're
maybe,
an exceptional
I
person.
Was, like, volunteering at the hospital when at this age. So if I were to go into a restaurant and they would have said, you were not welcome here because of your behavior, I would have been very confused and offended.
Take your business elsewhere.
Everything you missed from Montreal's favorite morning show.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
What if I told you you could get the effects of coffee without actually having to drink it? You, Sam, you don't really drink coffee anymore.
On the weekends,
once,
I'll have.
Once in a while?
Once in a while. While. When okay. I can enjoy it.
Andy?
I have a coffee, one coffee every day.
You
every
do.
Morning. Yeah.
At Tim's.
Love it.
Tim Hortons.
Yeah, there's one right across the street from us. They're open 24 hours, so it's very convenient for
okay,
me.
Okay, so are you at the point where if you have to go a day without coffee, you're getting the headache and you're irritable?
No, I don't get a headache, and I hope I'm not irritable, but it just feels like something's missing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel complete, and I miss it.
It's mm-hmm. part of your routine.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, my name is Nicole, and I used to be a coffee addict. I guess you're still a coffee addict, right? Because those never go away when you have an addiction.
That's true.
Yeah.
Struggle's real.
I loved coffee, and I've struggled with it for a long time, and I haven't had coffee for probably 6 months now. Yeah, I haven't had one, not even on the weekend or anything. But I used to start drinking coffee and then quit because it made me feel really strange. And then I'd go back, but I'd be drinking like 4 or 5 a day.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever want to see the real effects of caffeine, I mean, look at Nikki when she has the coffee. She's off the wall.
You know what? We'll do it one day as an experiment if
oh,
you want
God.
To see.
Yes, I do.
It makes me kind of crazy. Caffeine makes me kind of crazy.
I'm going to bring you a coffee tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. I can't handle it.
Oh, come on.
We're going to have to make a video like on another day because I've got things to take care of today. I've got things to do. Actually, it might help me get through my day. So they're saying that part of the fun when we drink coffee, obviously, is the taste, but that we don't actually have to drink it in order to get the effects because smelling coffee actually gives rise to the psychoactive arousing effects of caffeine so that you can actually smell it. Some people can get sort of, they use the word arousal, which is weird to me.
Yeah. Well, some people really like coffee.
Yeah. So you can get that same sort of arousal just by smelling it without actually having to consume it. So that might be good for me.
I mean, it might be good for you. You seem to have an issue.
I do.
I mean, for me, I guess for the casual coffee drinker that just likes a good coffee every day and just one coffee, that's all it is. It doesn't make sense to me. I have coffee just as much for the caffeine kick as I do for the taste. When it just hits your tongue first thing in the morning, it just feels right. Don't you think? Really? I mean, it just has that. It has that good feeling of comfortness.
I do love the smell. I don't know about the tongue thing. I don't know about that. I know that I just used to, I love the taste of it. I love the taste of like straight up dark, dirty black coffee.
Yeah.
Like nothing in it.
I think part of it is ritualistic too, you know? It's like if you gave me a pill that can make me drunk, I mean, I wouldn't really want it because I like the process of having a beer, sharing conversation. It's everything that goes with it. It's not just the effect, I think.
Oh, yeah.
It's everything that goes
I saw
with
they were testing something new where you could actually like vape alcohol, actually. And it was kind of...
Go on.
It was this like
two birds
sphere,
with one stone right there.
This sphere, this glass like bottle thing, I remember. And I think they were trying it in Vegas with like different
people
they
were.
They were there.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Same effects, but you're not consuming the calories.
Well, that's a good point too, right? You don't have to consume the calories. I don't know. I like the ritual. When I have a coffee, I take time. I watch it percolate. I sip it obnoxiously loud.
It's an experience.
Oh,
well,
gross.
It's true. It is an experience.
Do you after every sip, do you go, ah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, you're the worst.
Oh.
Part of the ritual.
The worst.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast. Online at thebeat925.ca. Or subscribe on iTunes and Google Play. And live weekday mornings starting at 5:30. Montreal's perfect mix. The Beat 925.